the development of the supranormal powers of the mind through thinking at a rhythm of 1/6 of a second. This is an interesting case of the use of mantras. Mantras at a rhythm of 1/6 of a second. Fast mantras are also used in Hindu yoga. In his book, Personal Magnetism, Chemani already mentions that one should focus one's attention between their eyes and repeat very quickly the word Om. How did we analyze this rhythm precisely to find out that the best rhythm was the rhythm of 1/6 of a second, 6 beats per second? If you focus on the sun when it's low on the horizon, on the rising or the setting sun, without glasses or contacts of any kind, you might see the edges of the sun starting to tremble. Usually, people believe that this is due to a strain on the eyes, but it is not the case. This is due to the liberation of a potential rhythm of the phosphine. A simple experiment can demonstrate this. If you have a device that can play alternating sounds, like the alternophone, you should set the click sound at the maximum volume you can bear, then cut the buzz off, focus on your lamp, switch it off, and consequently produce a post-phosphine. Then try to accelerate progressively the rhythm, and at a certain rhythm, you are going to see the edge of the phosphine that starts to tremble. As soon as you go beyond this rhythm, you go faster than this rhythm, the phosphine stops trembling. Now, if you switch the rhythm of the alternophone progressively back down, you will realize that it is at the same rhythm that the phosphine starts to tremble. It is at the rhythm of 6 beats per second, 1/6 of a second, that the phosphine starts to tremble. This is a potential rhythm of the phosphine. When you focus on the sun, on the setting or the rising sun, this potential rhythm can be triggered by the intensity of the light. Connections with the trembling of the sun in Fatima, with the electromyogram and the cerebral infrasound. This phenomenon is connected to many so-called mystical phenomena. In Fatima, the first element that took place was a darkening of the sun. We have seen why. It is the negative phase of the post-phosphine that appears. It is usually the last phase of the phosphine and appears after the diffuse glow has disappeared, but it sometimes presents itself first when the light is very strong. Second phenomenon, the crowd saw the sun starting to tremble. Then, swaying movements of 2 seconds started. Lillian Silburn mentions in her book Kundalini very ancient traditions from Kashmir regarding yoga. They describe Kundalini in 3 elements: tremblings, oscillations, and whirlings. With a mantra pronounced at 6 beats per second, the auditive thoughts will be synchronized with the imaginary trembling that is produced during static tensions, that we have seen previously. Another connection between this rhythm of 6 beats per second and our organism was discovered by a professor in Madrid with a tiny microphone placed within the cephalorachidian liquid of his patients. This professor realized that when a subject thinks, he or she emits infrasounds. That is to say, sounds that are too low in pitch to be heard. Again, the frequency of these infrasounds correspond to the rhythm of 6 beats per second. But one could go even faster and double that rhythm to reach 1/12 of a second or 12 beats per second. Electronic yoga. Thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second seems to have a direct resonance with the electromyogram, that is to say, the muscular electrical current. And this is probably one of the fundamental keys of yoga. When one practices thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, there are absolutely extraordinary exchanges that are produced between the muscle and the thought that is maintained. And these exchanges go both ways. Muscular work is facilitated, and it seems that the energy of the muscle goes directly into the thought to strengthen it, to such a point that this is certainly one of the most important keys of Kundalini and the awakening of the chakras, according to the esoteric traditions and yoga. Little by little, we provide scientific precisions on phenomena that had only been experienced instinctively so far. Consequently, everyone will now be able to reach these extraordinary phenomena that used to be reserved to the initiates. An experiment for all. Most of you must now think, how can one think at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, let alone 12 beats per second? It is not as hard as it seems, and everyone can practice this exercise. First, let us use a series of vowels that is easy to remember. For instance, A-E-I-O-U. Then, we are going to add the most explosive consonant to these vowel, the K, K, and produce K, Ki, Kai, Ko, Ku. Try the following experiments first. Take a pen, a piece of paper, and first repeat mentally, very fast, K, Ki, Kai, Ko, Ku, without stopping. Then try to draw a dot for every series of 5 sounds, K, Ki, Kai, Ko, Ku, for a little while. Then take a stopwatch, if you have one, but an ordinary watch will be sufficient to count seconds. And for a first time, during 10 seconds, repeat Keiki Kai Koku very fast, marking a dot for each series. Do it again a second time, again for 10 seconds. Count the number of dots that you have marked. Let us suppose that you have reached 12. This accounts for 60 syllables in 10 seconds. So you have produced a precise 6 beats per second. With a bit of practice, you will reach this rhythm very easily. 12 beats per second is much more difficult to produce, but it is not as important. So, after this experiment, what sound should we use as a mantra for this exercise? This exercise will be the more powerful if we use a sound that has more power. We shall use the consonant K again. The sound E contains also the most energy in the least amount of time. This forms the mantra ki. It is interesting to note that the word ki in Japanese means energy. Depending on the languages and the cultures, slightly different mantras can be used. The mantra kri, for example, kri would be very efficient as the rolling R has a lot of energy, it is a vibration, but it would be easier to produce for Spanish and French speaking persons. This sound kri can be found in Christ as well as in Krishna. This is certainly not by chance. So you can choose to repeat ki 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 or kri 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 kri. It is usually easier to pronounce ki. For those who want to practice mantras with a bit more of a musical spirit, you can use the following mantra that has the advantage of using a musical ternary rhythm. Tikiti 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 ti. And again, tikiti 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 ti. This rhythm is very much employed in classical and folk music and will be very easy to perform if you have a little bit of musical training, but it can be attempted by anyone. It is more comfortable than just ki 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 ki. So you have a choice between ti ki ti ti ki ti ti ki ti ti ki ti ti and ki 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 ki. It is interesting to mark this ternary rhythm 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 as this type of rhythm produces a sway, a whirling. The most important factor is to respect the regularity of the rhythm. You can use whatever letters you want, as long as you respect the perfect regularity of the rhythm. How can we obtain such a regularity for a rhythm of 6 beats per second? Sadly, no metronome goes that fast. This is why we have designed a device, the Mantratron, which rhythm can go up to 20 beats per second. With a digital sequencer on a computer, it can be reasonably easy to produce such rhythms, even with a simple click sound. You are now going to perform a first experiment of rhythmic thinking with the ki 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 or ku 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 or tikiti tikiti, whichever you like best. This experiment will last 5 minutes. This exercise is based on the connection between thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second and the rhythm of 2 seconds. During the first minute, practice thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second. For example, using the mantra ki 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 at a rhythm as regular as possible. During the second minute, rest. The third minute, perform thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second again, using the mantra of your choice. During the fourth minute, practice a mental sway at a rhythm of 2 seconds. Finally, during the fifth minute, try to perform both exercises at the same time. This will correspond to roughly 6 kikiki one way and the same number the other way. So it's 6 kikiki to the left, 6 kikiki to the right. Do this at the same time as you perform a sway of a visual mental image at a rhythm of 2 seconds. Naturally, if you can maintain a visual image, a visual thought at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, the exercise will be even better. This visual image could be a spiral rotating during the progression. This type of imaginary light going in a spiral is very easy to produce and is often performed spontaneously by individuals. Once you have performed this experiment, write down all the feelings and the sensations you have experienced. In general, most of the subjects note that during the time of rest, the consciousness they had of the oscillation of the mental image, the point of concentration from left to right, was much more clear and sharp than during the experiments that we performed while we studied the head sways. So you will realize that with a single minute of practicing thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, you have liberated energies of synchronization. Nevertheless, you have to learn how to direct these energies. The energy of synchronization can be transferred straight away on the mental work that you have chosen. This is thanks to the connection between thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second and the rhythm of 2 seconds. This exercise is very interesting as it shows that you don't need to spend hours, days, nor years to practice exercises of rhythmic mental repetition to have a greater mental energy at your disposal. Let us now see a few practical applications. Let us imagine a child or a student who cannot find the solution to a problem. Well, they can go and have a walk, which is not a bad thing because there is a subconscious assimilation that can take place during the walk. But also, they can start dreaming or daydreaming about the problem. They can repeat the kikiki, as I had indicated, for a minute, or for 4 minutes with a minute of kikiki, a minute of rest, and so on. Then, suddenly, they should think about the problem again. The energy of synchronization that you have observed in the greater clarity of the sway is going to be projected towards the phosphine. And from there, on the work, the problem to solve, for example. The influence of muscular strength. All our exercises, and the exercise of thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second in particular, can be associated very easily to muscular efforts. Traditional yoga insists a lot on relaxation, but you should remember that yoga was born in a country that is hot and humid, so during the monsoon, when one has to stay indoors a lot because of the constant rain, people practiced postures of relaxation. Because of the weather condition, Indians were not tempted to practice strong physical exercises like lifting weights, for instance. Dynamic gymnastics is practiced traditionally, of course, in cold countries. You can perform a few interesting experiments. For instance, if you have to walk for several days during a holiday, during a trek in the mountains, for example, if you repeat the kikiki mentally at the same time, if you have managed to first get a good rhythm, get a good grasp on the exercise, you will realize that the rhythmic repetition helps you perform the physical feat. Many subjects have noticed that during muscular effort, it is good to repeat kikiki at a rhythm of 6 beats per second in a loud voice, and they found out that it would help them during treks, walks, or intense muscular efforts. Of course, one needs to have a certain habit of the exercise before it becomes efficient for that purpose. Here is another very curious observation. Once more, you're going to notice that the laws of thought and the laws of matter are the same. You have now trained to practice thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, and on holiday, in a trek in the mountains, for example, you walk for several days. You are tired. Your thoughts have a tendency to slow down, but not in a progressive way. You can feel very accurately that the clarity of your thoughts diminish suddenly, and the rhythm you perform suddenly becomes 3 beats per second instead of 6 beats per second. You will not go through any intermediary rhythm, 4 beats or 5 beats per second. From 6 beats per second, you are going to move on to 3 beats per second. Half the frequency of a vibration corresponds to the lower octave of that vibration. For instance, the basic A4 note vibrates at 440 Hz, and its lower octave, the A3, vibrates at half that frequency, 220 Hz. Of course, this is also true for twice the vibration, twice the frequency, and so the A5, the next octave, vibrates at 880 Hz. This shows that thoughts obey the general laws of vibrations. If you associate kikiki to your muscular effort, very curious phenomena take place. I had performed this during 3 days while I was giving away brochures in a town from the north of France, Burke, which is a very windy and cold place. I wasn't extremely tired, but nevertheless, I practiced a muscular effort during the repetition of the mantra. The night following the third day, I felt a kind of ecstasy. I was in a kind of extraordinary bliss, and I could feel bubbles of energy, perfectly regular, forming in my chest. It was surprising, as this ecstasy seemed totally mystical and spiritual, but at the same time was connected to physiology, to the body. I could feel this ecstasy in all the muscles of my body. This seemed extremely strange to me. It was the first time of my life that I experienced such a thing. I talked about it to a Belgian yoga teacher, who told me that she felt the same thing in the following conditions. In the ashram of Shiva Lamba, in the foot of the Tibetan mountains, she learned a Tibetan mantra to repeat. She had experienced the same muscular ecstasy in all her body, and she thought that the Tibetans had a knowledge, a wisdom, that escaped us totally, to the point that she did not know to understand the meaning of the mantra, as this knowledge, this wisdom, would act through the mantra. What provoked this phenomenon was the fact that she was practicing very fast mantras. she had instinctively reached a rhythm that is close to 6 beats per second. But once one has understood that it is not the meaning of the mantra that is important, as she did, one realizes that it is all a question of resonance between the rhythm of thought and the rhythm of the electromyogram. Thanks to this knowledge, we can go much further than the Tibetans ever did. With thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, one can very easily acquire the consciousness of the chakras, that is to say, the psychic centers that are within the etheric body, the energy body. Through thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, one can feel currents circulating through roots which are not the usual nervous impulse or blood circulation routes. How can this happen? Well, the science of the future will have to study this phenomenon. In the Treatise of Tibetan Yoga by Lama Sandup, translated in English by Evans, which, by the way, is probably one of the best books about Tibetan yoga, the principal nadi, that is to say the main conduit through which the spiritual air circulates in the etheric body, is called Sushumna. It is described as a tube like a hollow reed, closed at the basis in the middle of the perineum, straight and open on the top of the skull. We could compare this to the tube of an organ and apply the laws of acoustics to thoughts. Let us first study what takes place within a closed organ tube. Well, the zones of maximum and minimum vibrations, the peaks and the lows, are placed in various spots of the tube. In the lows, the movements of molecules are at their maximum, and in the peaks, it is, on the contrary, the variations of pressure that are at a maximum. These points are always the same and correspond to the half, the third, the fourth, and so on, of the length of the tube. This can allow us to calculate relatively fixed points. Through these calculations, one can obtain 7 peaks, which are all at a special particular place within the organ, and they correspond to the variations of pressure that take place within the tube. Through the study of vibrations, one will find exactly the same results as the Tibetans obtained with fast mantras: vibration peaks and lows in the etheric body. The lows will correspond to the chakras, hence to variations of pressure. Using rhythmic thinking, localized on a chakra, will produce the equivalent of these variations of pressure. To awaken a chakra, simply induce a rhythm in your thoughts and place that rhythm within the chakra. There are many legends about masters that know the right order to awaken the chakras. Nevertheless, nobody's ever found any of these masters. On the other hand, experimenting with the phosphenes can shed much light on the subject. I have talked about the phenomena of alternation of the phosphenes. What you need to do is to observe with attention what happens within you. For instance, when I was a young man, I noticed that when I was placing my concentration in the center of my chest, afterwards I was feeling the need to repeat the same kind of concentration of meditation on the top of my skull. There was an obvious connection between the two, as with the phenomenon of alternation of the double phosphenes. The starting point of these phenomena, Sushumna or Kundalini, is located 2 or 3 centimeters above the perineum. Many traditions provide the same information. I believe this is a right spot to start concentrating on Sushumna. We have now finished with auditory thinking at a rhythm of 6 beats per second, but you will understand that it is very positive to associate this rhythm to exercises of static tensions that we have studied before, as this rhythm resonates with the electromyogram. That is why I have advised to repeat the mantra Kikiki at a rhythm of 6 beats per second during static tensions. Sexuality and spirituality. What are the connections between sexuality and the force of rhythmic thinking? These connections are extremely intimate. This has been symbolized while you were practicing our ascension to the sun by the line of equigravitation. Until we reach this line, the sun seems to be above us, and once we go through this line, the sun seems to be below us. In most great religions, sexuality is opposed to spirituality. That is to say, spiritual light is opposed to sexuality. Why is that so? Children are produced by sexuality, and this poses a problem to large communities. The number of persons increases and might reach overpopulation. This is why the churches and the states have always tried to limit sexuality. So, in the beginning, sexuality seems to be opposed to spiritual light. But, the same way we go through the line of equigravitation and find ourselves above the sun instead of under the sun, it is suddenly that one notices that spiritual light comes from the lower part of the organism. Why is that so? It is easy to understand. Sexuality is an addition of polarities. Male is combined with female. The more one studies sexuality, the more one realizes it is an addition of polarities. And as all vibrations are polarized, for example, a wave has a peak and a low, you can understand that there is an analogical resonance between sexuality and rhythmic thinking. Vibration is the essence of polarity. This might seem a little bit complicated, but for a simpler example, young persons go dancing to put themselves in a preparatory state for sexuality. Rhythm and sexuality are associated. If you perform rhythmic thinking during your practice of sex, you will be surprised to experiment very intense phenomena of inner light. In the beginning, this might seem a little bit difficult, but it is like learning to play a tune on the piano. You have to create reflexes. Here, the reflex that needs to be created is rhythmic thinking, which you can add to various practices of life, sex being one of them. So the exercise is to associate rhythmic thinking to erotic daydreaming, for example. If one experiences an inner conflict as one finds their sexual drive a little bit low, crude, or violent, one will experience an amazing transmutation. A cleansing takes place, and these low impulses are transformed into light. This is the true path of transmutation of sexual energies. But this does not mean that low impulses are immoral. Morality is a sense of rhythm that penetrates into the zone of the character within the brain. For example, to be honest consists in giving as much as one receives. As life is made of perpetual exchanges, honesty is thus a rhythm between the inner and the outer. If you practice rhythmic thinking and project it in various domains of your life, you will increase your morality. The process is the same for sexuality. Giving to the others what we have received is practicing a rhythm. Consequently, sexual morality is also increased when one practices rhythmic thinking during sexual activity. If you try this, you will be surprised by how bright your thoughts become, especially if you practice fast rhythms at a rhythm of 6 beats per second.